Let's pray. Father God, I pray that you will give me the words that you wish me to speak today, and that we may all hear what you have to say to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Please do sit down. I want to tell you a story this morning, a story from when I was little. I was about 6 years old at the time, and my mum and I had gone to the post office. Now, there's nothing unusual in that. I'd been to the post office many times before and went many times again after, but this day sticks out in my mind for one very good reason, because that day I was tempted. My mum was at the counter buying stamps and speaking to Paul the postman, as we called him. And out the corner of my eye, I could see the penny sweets. I wonder if you can guess what might have happened next. Before I knew it, my hand had reached out and had taken one of the sweets. And no sooner was it in my hand, but it was in my mouth, and I'd eaten it. I looked around, thinking, oh my goodness, what have I just done? But my mum hadn't seen. She was still talking to Paul at the counter, and I was relieved. My mum continued to pay for the stamps, and we left the post office. It was only when we were outside that she said to me, "Samantha, is there anything that you want to tell me?" Well, I had a choice at that moment, to tell the truth or to lie. I decided to go with the truth, and so I told her I'd taken the sweet and eaten it. And she made me go back in and speak to Paul the postman with a penny and pay him for what I'd stolen. And that day and that choice to tell my mum about what had happened always has stuck with me. The familiar story that we hear in today's gospel is a story about choices. In Matthew's version that we have heard, it says, Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. This implies he had a choice. He wasn't forced by the Spirit or taken. He was led, and he chose to go. He chose to go into that unfamiliar place, and he chose to be open to whatever was about to happen to him. Matthew continues to tell us that he was tempted or tested, depending on the translation that you see, by the devil. Jesus again chose to confront the devil. He chose to face up to the evil around him and not ignore it. Finally, in the opening two verses, we hear that Jesus fasted. Matthew tells us that Jesus fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. We too, at the start of our Lenten journey, may have contemplated a fast from our favourite food, from biscuits or chocolate, or perhaps a fast of some other kind, a fast from our mobile phone, for example. The point of fasting, then, is to allow us to be more readily open to what God might be saying to us by recognising that our dependence for all things is from God. Fasting in any shape or form is not an easy choice, but it is one that Jesus made. It's also important to note that the fasting precedes his tempting by the devil. The fast wasn't part of the temptations, but, as I said, a choice. A choice Jesus made right at the start of this episode in the wilderness, directly after his baptism and anointing by the Spirit. He made a choice to spend those 40 days and 40 nights with God, to focus on who he was and what God's plan was for him. I wonder how often we make time to do this. And then came the temptations, three of them. Temptations, or one could say choices. Choices about food, status, and power. Choice one. If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread. The voice of the tempter here is mocking Jesus. If you are the one who God has anointed with his Spirit, then why not do something as simple as feed yourself? Surely God wouldn't want his Son to be hungry. Surely you could turn these stones into bread and feed yourself. But Jesus doesn't do this. Choice two. If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from the highest point of the temple. For it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. Go on, says the devil. Jump. If you're the Son of God, he won't let any harm come to you. But Jesus doesn't do that. Choice three. The devil took Jesus to a high mountain and showed him all of the kingdoms of the world. All this I will give you if you bow down and worship me. I can give you all of this right here and right now, says the devil. Just worship me and not God. It's that easy. But Jesus doesn't do this. What then does Jesus do? Each time, Jesus quoted from Scripture, from the book of Deuteronomy, in fact. Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. Do not put the Lord your God to the test. Worship the Lord your God and serve him only. I wonder if we might ourselves think to use Scripture when we're faced with difficult choices or temptations that we encounter. When I was pregnant with my daughter Matilda, I had really extreme anxiety. It was so bad at the end of my pregnancy that I couldn't leave my house. But to help me to get through the fear and the anxiety, I had a Bible verse that I would say every time I felt that I might be giving in to that fear. I repeated this Bible verse to myself. It's Isaiah 41:10. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Although sharing my story about my pregnancy isn't always easy, I feel it's really important to share it with people. I won't tell you the whole story now, but if anybody wants to come and find out, please do come and find me at some point, and I'm very happy to chat about it. I think it's important to share what we learn about our faith with others, as it can really help and encourage them. After all, that's what Jesus did. The final choice that Jesus made about his temptation was to tell other people, probably his disciples, about it. After all, there was no one else there in the wilderness with Jesus, except the devil. And so he must have told people about it in order that it's written down in our gospel for us to hear today. By choosing to tell it, it has allowed us to see that Jesus was tempted and how he dealt with these temptations. Of course, Jesus is the Son of God and so did not succumb to temptation like we do. But we can still learn from him and what he did in the wilderness when facing temptation. Every day, we too, like Jesus, have choices. I'm going to focus on the choices that Jesus had, on food, status, and power. Interestingly, a theologian called Douglas John Hall says that actually these three choices are just variations on the same theme of power. The devil, whatever or whoever you personally believe the devil is, tempts us today just like he did Jesus in the wilderness. What choices do we have then around food, status, and power? Choice one, food. If we are on a low income or have food allergies, then perhaps our choices are limited. Perhaps the only choice for some is, how can I ensure my children get fed this week? For others, choices on food are perhaps different. can I afford to spend some more money on this fair trade coffee or fair trade chocolate to help those who produce them? Can I trust God that if I do this, I'll still have enough for all the things that I need? Choice two, status. Each of us has worries about our status. What will others think of us? Are we seen as a success or a failure? Can we resist the temptation to conform to what the world sees as important for status? Can we, as Christians, be sure of our status in God? Paul says we are children of God, heirs and co-heirs with Christ. Choice three, power. Some of us may think we're not very powerful, but each of us does have power. The power to make a choice to help someone that we meet, or not. The power to forgive someone who's hurt us, or not. The power to make a difference in our community, or not. As Christians, do we use the power that we have been given in the same way as the world uses it, selfishly, greedily, or do we devote ourselves to the greater power of God? So as I finish speaking to you, I want to offer you a few things to take away with you today to think about. There's four of them. One, Jesus chose to spend time with God by fasting in the wilderness. I wonder how we can build in time to spend with God each day. Two, Jesus used scripture when facing choices and temptations. I wonder if we can think about setting some aside a time this Lent to read the Bible more often or more deeply. Three, Jesus told his disciples about his temptation. I wonder if we too can tell others about our experiences of faith to encourage them. And finally, four, when faced with choices, I wonder if we can keep our eyes fixed on God and see the decision that he would have us take. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for the gift of grace that your Son, Jesus, has given to each and every one of us. Help us over the coming weeks and months to make right choices, to always have our hearts and minds fixed on you, and to use the resources and power that we have for your kingdom. We ask this in the name of your precious Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.